Ugh, I should have swiped left. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Should Have Swiped Left. This is episode 8. I'm your host, Cecily. If you have listened to me before, welcome back. If this is your first time listening, welcome to my podcast. I have my special guest with me today, my family, my blood and guts and human, my cousin, Kristen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kristen. Nice to meet you.
And her husband, Charles.
Hey, I'm Charles.
Yes, he is. And yes, she is. They are married. Mm. They've been married for almost a year.
10.5 months, to be exact.
But they've been together for 8 years.
7 years and 3 quarters, to be exact.
And Kristen let me know recently that these two met on Plenty of Fish.
Yes.
Plenty of Trash.
No.
It is that now. It probably wasn't when you were using it. But you did. You know, you met Charles.
Secure the bag.
Charles, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Potters.
Potters.
Yes, Potters. I like that.
Charles, did you message Kristen first?
Yes.
And what did you say?
I said, hey, girl, you're so young. What do you know about love? Mm-hmm. I can show you a thing or two about love.
Winky face. Mm-hmm. How did you read it? Like, in what tone did you read it?
They didn't have eggplant emojis.
Would you have sent her an eggplant emoji at the time?
I would have been like, let's talk now.
With water. Where right
you
behind
at?
It.
W-Y-A.
My cat and then the water emoji. Like, round. Make it with.
Meow.
Oh, God. How did you read it? What tone did you read it in?
Yes, this is about to be my man. Secure the bag. 2018.
But, well, then it wasn't 2018.
2010.
So Kristen, what did you like about Charles? Like, why did you respond? Because I feel like I would not have responded to that message.
He was cute. He was attractive. He looked good. He probably looked like he smelled nice.
He probably looked like he smelled nice.
And he used a period at the end of his sentence.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, grammar and punctuation. Yeah. I'm about it. I do like that.
Full-fledged college dropout.
Dumb. Okay, why did you message Kristen? Out of all the plenty of fish on the app, why did you choose Kristen?
Yeah, why?
Because I was going to delete Plenty of Fish and move on to another dating site. So I said, let me give it one last shot. And then on her post, it looked like she was very complex rather than simple.
Did she look like a wholesome girl?
Yeah. A few boob shots, but it wasn't too much. Because I know I was going to get the boobs eventually.
Kristen, wait, what? Put those away.
That was cute, though. They were popping. Had a little highlight on them.
Mm-hmm. It was like glitter. The chuggalugs.
What? Okay, we're getting off topic.
Like melons.
That's so gross.
Cantaloupes.
Gross. Stop. So gross.
Watermelons.
Watermelon. Did you think that she was going to respond to you? Or were you just like, I hope she does, because she cute and she got nice boobs.
Yeah, before iPhone had the little, about the reply text, I was like, oh, I wonder what the message says. So once the message came back, then she was like,
yeah, I do. Hey, Daddy.
Uh-huh. Did you say that?
Hey, Daddy. I got some free time for you.
So I was like, oh, all right, if you have free time for me, I can pencil you in, but... let me check if my schedule is
available. Kristen, he's making you sound a little thirsty.
But you came to pick me up and take me out, and you paid for the whole night.
You didn't have your license then nor now.
I don't need it. I got you.
There was not Uber back then.
There was taxis.
Wait, you would have made her take an Uber if they were around back then to your first date?
Absolutely not.
Because catfish now.
I would not have went on that date. You would have been there.
And I would have been in fear of my life, possibly. Because people could be anybody nowadays.
But you showed up to her house. Like, I feel like that's scarier. That's you worse. Showed up to her house.
I could have gladly kidnapped you and tied you up and chopped you into little pieces.
Yeah, but I was on my last little $100 from my paycheck, so I said, let's just blow it and do something with her.
That's not going to save your life, though.
What did you blow your $100 on? What did you do?
We went to BJ's and to Santa Monica Pier, of which I paid for everything.
What did he get you?
As you should. And I got a Pizookie.
Yeah, she
went all out. An appetizer, a main, a drink, and a dessert.
Were you like, oh, she's an expensive date? Or did you have a coupon for BJ's?
Mm-mm. There wouldn't be no second date coupon.
No, because if she picked, I think she picked something expensive. I just picked something cheap and it made it a great price.
Oh, works out. You get what you want.
I was going to get what I wanted.
He sacrificed.
Yeah.
Ugh. That was the biggest burp.
Oh my gosh. Say excuse me.
Excuse me.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so you picked her up. And so that's good. He had a car.
Yeah.
He had a job.
Yeah.
So that's two things to check off the list. You didn't like his car?
No.
What was wrong with it?
It was old. It was like a clunker. Like, made these loud raving noises. And the radio was loud.
Well, he could have just turned it down.
No, he didn't do that.
Charles.
And he played the same five songs all the fucking time.
Charles!
With the bass.
But she didn't complain when we hooked up in it.
Oh. That took a turn. But she probably was complaining on the inside.
I was smiling on the outside, frowning on the inside.
Yeah. Wait, that was the first time you hooked up with your car?
Where else? I didn't have a place. She didn't have a place.
In your parents' house.
I think so.
Wait, the first place was in the car or your parents'
house? No, grandma's house. When she was out of town.
It was grandma's house.
So the first place was grandma's house, not the car.
Yeah.
Okay. They got rid of the couch, so she doesn't use it anymore.
Yeah, that was a nice couch.
That's so gross. I don't even know what's happening right now.
We were reading bedtime stories.
Uh-huh.
And we fell asleep on the couch.
Uh-huh.
She went to Belize somewhere.
Stories.
Naked?
No. Maybe.
Charles, were you looking for something pretty serious when you were searching on Plenty of Fish? When you were fishing and you caught Kristen in your net?
I like that.
I was. But I kind of wasn't certain because at the time I was dealing with a lot of fish and then the fish were kind of playing games and I was on the wrong game board apparently. So when I found Chrissy, she wasn't really playing the games.
Kristen said, no, this is what I like. This is what I want.
Take it or leave it.
Come correct, yes or don't no. Come at all.
Yes. Yes or no. Check the box. No, maybe. Yes or no.
Were you looking for something here. Serious?
Hell yeah, I'm trying to find me a husband.
You're trying to get booed up so someone take care of you? You want to be kept.
I want
to
be kept.
Is he keeping you?
I'm keeping. I'm keepish.
You're keepish.
Like Blackish.
Okay, so your first date, you went to Santa Monica Pier in BJ's, and you let her order whatever she wanted, and you sacrificed and got cheap stuff. Yeah. Were you hungry by the end of the date because you let her get whatever she wanted, and you knew you were on a budget? You were probably like, oh, God, I got to leave and eat.
She was trying to secure the bag, and I was just trying to secure the box. I know I can get the money with the next check, but as long as I was working towards the cat, and it was achievable.
Are you talking about her vagina right now? She said box and cat, and I feel like these are vagina references.
The moving box? The cat, like you seeing couture?
The magical sensational box.
The magical
so this box was an six. This is another term for vagina. You just wanted to hook up with her?
I wanted more, but I thought that she was like every other LAian. No, Southern LA. Los Angeles.
Los Angelinos.
That's Los Angelinas, because AES is Spanish. OS.
Yes!
Uh huh. And so I was like,
I like that.
Since, you know, the girls
like,
are
if I'm paying at BJ's, she gonna put out. That's what you thought.
They were telling me I was a weird black guy, and they weren't.
Well, you are a little weird.
Whatever. So after they would determine this, I would no longer be an available candidate to get the box. So with her, I was like, I'm about to handle this differently. I'm about to put it on or
something. I just really want you to stop calling it a box.
But we're on the podcast.
I don't care. Like, I just am comfortable. Like, I got the box.
Say her favorite word.
Yeah, so what word is it?
Don't say the P word, because I hate that word.
Well, you had to pick one.
I like you vagina.
Choose, no, box or pee?
Vaginal.
It's so like...
Ew, that reminds me of
a vaginal
area.
Like
UTI.
Like biology.
I have a vaginal UTI right now. I need some cranberry juice.
It's like biology class. Vaginal. Use your vagina.
Vagina.
You see the fallopian tube and the lips. And
box. Okay, you can keep saying box, but...
You have to open the box, close it, tape it shut. You know.
What is going on with you down there that you need to tape shut?
Well, for 7 days out the week, because I'm not ripping out things and throwing them around.
Charles.
Yeah! Cue the mic. On the ones and twos. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break.
No, we don't do those.
All right, everybody, we're back.
Oh my god. Okay. So anyway, went on your first date. How long before you're like, this is the girl, I want to date her seriously. Like, we gonna be committed.
For life.
How long?
I thought we were on commercial break.
No, we came back. I said that wasn't the thing. Kristen's just adding things that don't exist.
Yes!
Oh my god, stop.
Yes!
Okay.
Okay. It was on me.
What'd it was on you.
I said, how long after your first date did you decide you wanted to be committed with Kristen?
I would say the first, because she didn't let me.
The very first date you wanted to be in a committed relationship.
Like, this is the one.
Connection.
That's
this
aggressive.
The one, baby.
She went with my car. She had long hair. She was light skinned. She had colored eyes.
Wait, is this your checklist?
Pretty much.
What was your...
Did you hear it?
Okay, wait. Go back. What was your checklist? Like, just go down the list.
Okay.
So, they have to like your car.
Like my car.
Long hair.
Long hair.
Like, if it wasn't real, would you not have dated her?
It's not no...
What if it was long and
saying,
fake?
I love everybody. But she just had... She had the plus on it. She had the check mark that makes it more... I want this. Like, oh, this is everything. Ooh. I've ever thought of. Every music video I looked at,
ooh,
I was like, who is that woman?
Ooh, you want music video, girl. Okay, long hair. You said light skin. What's wrong with dark skins?
Nothing. It's just, the kind of weird thing is, I see my mom as my mom, and she's like, your color or darker?
Mm-hmm.
Your color
and to
or
like
darker.
A person that...
Resembles your mom? That's weird.
Nah.
That would be super weird. Dating somebody that's like same color as your mom.
Why is that weird?
What do you mean, why is
also,
that weird?
Also, Sandy is not that far off from Charles' color.
Yes, Sandy's
not
white.
Far off. She's
this
not
color.
No,
she's the other color side.
You
of my
stop
hand.
Hating on your mother.
For sure, lighter.
But I was just more like on some colorism. Now I would, you know, if she wanted to leave me, I'd do any girl.
Like alcoholism. You ain't going nobody because you ain't never leaving because this is for life.
You said.
Oh, girl.
Till death do us. That was aggressive.
You got any tums?
No.
Ooh,
okay. So,
me.
Long hair, light skin, long gotta hair. Like my car. That was it? That was your list?
Long hair, don't care.
Because at the time, I had this, you know, facade or I wanted to be a certain type of way, like I was like a bad boy fast life
bad
and
boy,
she fit the like side piece to a Robin Batman type of
side
thing or...
I was the main piece. I was the entree. I was the appetizer, dessert.
She was a full course meal,
the full thing. What?
But you had caught me up on some stuff and that's
yeah,
another podcast.
Yeah, I almost killed you a few times, but we made it through.
I mean,
you still got all your limbs, right?
You still
walking, right?
I want to go back for a second. So, if she would have hooked up with you on the first date, you wouldn't have wanted to be serious with her?
Nah, really.
Really?
Because there was a second girl already there. There was the one that was, like, right next. She was like, oh, I'm in town, something. I was already talking to someone else on Plenty of Fish. And because she was so fascinating, I just cut off that one and wanted to see full-fledged what was up with her.
So, if after you went out on your first date and you guys hooked up that night,
I
you would have...
immediately saw what's up with the other girl.
Wow.
But if the other girl didn't do... If she would have followed the same footsteps as her, then I would have been with her.
You smell gross.
What do you mean? That's a good thing. If she would have not let me hit, then...
Okay, but what if Kristen hooked up with you and the other girl hooked up with you? What would you have done? Just would have found someone else?
Right.
Wow.
You gotta, Kristen. Because of the patterns.
This is your husband.
But they, who are you?
But she didn't let me do her, so that's a... Like,
did you try?
Mm-hmm.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Was he, like, touching on your booty?
Right. No. Well, it wasn't my booty because I had the booty pads in. But, yeah. It was popping.
She didn't have fake hair, but she had a fake butt.
Mm-hmm. They were jelly, too. It felt real and it looked real.
I checked for their tracks. Did you know she didn't have no tracks.
Did you know that she had a fake butt?
Like, 2 weeks in.
Too late. Too late now. Who you got any quicker than that? You had already caught the fish. Reeled it back in. Put it in your car to go.
That's ridiculous. 2 weeks in.
I just thought it were like for car purposes. Like if you sit in your...
It is comfy in the car.
Yeah. But then she told me it was to look appealing.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Hook, line, and sinker. She got her prize.
Right? Had to do it by any means necessary.
Got a ring on a finger. Okay, and then, so the first date, you knew that you wanted to be committed to her. And then how long before you were like, you my boo? Or did
she say, I'm not gonna have, I was like, you better ask me. I ain't gonna be waiting. You better hurry up and ask me to be your girlfriend, because I'm not about to ask you.
So that's technically like, she asked.
Oh, no.
Isn't that technically the same?
No, technically not.
Wait, did you told him that he has to ask you?
It's like, so what's up? Are you gonna ask me to be a girlfriend or not?
Dang, she's aggressive.
No, I'm not. I'm so nice.
You can be aggressive and nice.
Ooh.
You are.
She has testosterone problems.
I will beat you up right now. I will whoop you.
Okay, so she told you you need to ask her to be your girlfriend a month and a half. And then where did things go from there?
To meeting the family, to then moving out a few months later.
You moved in together.
Yeah.
Woof.
That's early.
Mm-hmm.
It's too early.
No, it wasn't.
It was too early?
No such thing. We had a lot of good times together.
And a lot of crazy times.
It was like a reality show. Love and Hip Hop.
I didn't watch reality shows.
Well, you do now.
After the fact, I probably would have been more prepared.
You don't... You, if you had to go back now, you wouldn't change, like, moving in later with each other? Or it was, like, easy and fine?
What you about to say?
Whatever she wanted, so...
Happy wife, happy life. Yeah.
That's my boo.
That's scary to think about moving in with someone that... I mean, by the time you moved together, how long had you known each other?
3 months.
That's scary. I don't even want to have a roommate with someone that I've known for years.
You're difficult, though.
Yes.
You have a long list.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Accurate.
I felt that shade.
What about your friend Kenny? You wouldn't move out with him?
I don't want a roommate in general. I don't even want, like, if when I get married, I want my husband and I to have different houses.
Stop it.
I want to, or like a giant mansion in opposite wings.
Stop it. Just, I'm in the West Wing. Stop.
Yes, so you're going to have separate beds?
I don't like sharing my bed.
Oh, Cecily.
I don't even like when my child gets in my bed. I'm just like, Jaden, don't you have one, baby? You have your own.
Jaden, your husband will be like, oh, I'm about to rub on your booty real quick. I'm like, get out! No?
I don't know. Yeah, Cecily. No. No, I'm good. Anyway, this podcast is not about me. It's about you guys right now.
So. That is so nice.
So 3 months in, you moved in together. Mm-hmm. And then why? But you didn't get married until just last year.
Mm-hmm.
Charles.
I didn't want to rush it.
You rushed living. You were basically married at that point.
Yes.
I know, but I could have easily left as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not as hard.
Whose
as
name was on
you wasn't leaving faithfully.
It was not as hard as getting married, because married, then you have to give over stuff, 50%. But then to live with someone, it's like you can just, all right, I stay there because it's like a roommate type of thing.
Oh, it was roommates.
When we got upset at each other, yeah.
We were still together.
No.
Yes.
You put him on
the couch. I was with you. You was with me. You just didn't know it. We was together.
Mm-mm.
Kristen, did you ever put him out of the house?
I mean, on the patio a few times.
Oh, God. Charles. Does she still do that?
With the patio?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is
it just like your patio? Too much stuff on it.
Oh, yeah. Mine just is boxes, though. I moved for you listeners. I just moved, so we're recording from my new apartment.
She lives far.
From L.A. Los Angeles.
She's bored out here, guys. Quick break,
y'all.
It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night.
You keep saying that we're having breaks and we don't do that.
All right, we're back on the ones and twos.
I cannot stand you. Okay, when you guys met online, do you have any mutual friends? Mm-mm. No?
Nope.
And how far away did you live from each other at that point?
5 miles.
So close, and you've never came across. Well, mm-mm. Plenty of Fish did you a solid. Look at that.
I know. I'm like, they need to give us an endorsement deal or something.
Right.
Do a commercial or something.
I need to write them. Like, listen, cut me my check. Run me my money. Where's my coin?
And you didn't
like
even have a premium account, huh?
Nope.
Free Plenty of Fish. Got free you a husband.
Mm-hmm. A whole husband.
Mm-hmm. And like, and not a half one.
And some monies.
And some Charles. You ballin'?
Mm-hmm. What kind?
You real money?
No, not like that.
You guys need to stop playing music.
Yes, I love this. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick...
No, we're not. You keep saying that. You guys are on
Why
timeout.
Why do I take breaks?
You're timeout from your phones.
What else are you going to talk about? Can't take no break, too. Anyway, get
okay.
No water, nothing.
But have you encouraged any of your friends to do online dating?
Yeah, I try to tell... I have a cousin... And I tried to tell her that she needs to get on Black People Meet or eHarmony.
You told me to get on a Jewish one today.
Or J-Date because they have money. And she doesn't want to pay for it. And we even offered, out of the kindness of our heart, to hook her up with a few of Charles' cousins in Belize.
If I pay for them to come out here. That's what Charles
said.
Because
the flights are very cheap.
No.
And they know how to cook very well. And they will be a very good house husband. And long stroke, yep, BBC. Tall, dark, and handsome, no kids, no baby mamas. But she said no.
Actually,
so
no.
Last
no,
time
no,
I
no.
try to help you.
Wait, no. The one that Charles was showing me yesterday, he said had 4 kids.
Technically, he only has 2 because they're twins. So technically,
so your statement is false. They do have kids, and they do have baby mamas.
That was just one option.
They're identical twins.
Yeah, exactly.
So you never know.
So technically, there's one kid.
If they're in separate rooms,
it's like they're quadruplets. So basically, it's one.
Do you guys hear what I have to deal with?
You divide that by 2, divide it by 1, and that's basically
we
one
want
kid.
You to experience our happiness.
You don't have twins. 2 sets.
Be married.
I don't want to be married to someone who has 2 sets of twins. That's a lot of work.
One big happy family. I could all live in a house. Jaden has somebody to play with. Go play with your siblings. Leave us alone.
That's what he's got cousins for. Stop. Again, podcast episode, not about me. About y'all. Well, so there's hope then for online dating because you guys are still up and running.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the new age of it. Which means
you think it's very different now compared to when you were doing it. Mm-hmm. Do you think that if you were online dating current day, you would meet someone that you wanted to be committed with?
No.
Hell no.
Really?
Unless you pay for, again, eHarmony, J-Day, Black People Meet, Farmers Only, 60andover.com. Any of those websites, you will gladly find a husband.
Or Pornhub.
Or Pornhub. I mean, that's definitely an option.
Charles.
Subscription service.
Is that where, if you weren't married to Kristen, is that where you would look for your wife? Is that...
Yeah.
That's where you would look for Kristen if you weren't married to her?
No.
I probably would be on there at this point. $2.99 a month? Hell yeah. What you doing? WYD. LOL. LMAO.
Oh my God. Wait, if you guys were single, would you even be online dating today? Or you would just
I would
like...
probably pay.
You would pay?
I would pay.
You really think you'd
I would
pay?
Yeah, to find me a husband to secure the bag, yes. Investment. You gotta put in some money to get some money back.
Charles, if you were not married to Kristen, would you be using online dating today?
No. I don't think so. No.
Yeah, you have a few baby mamas. You have like 2, like Saida and Keisha.
Why did you pick those names?
Because it would be hella ghetto. They would have like 8 piercings in their face. Probably with face tattoo.
And
or
locked
2.
Up.
Yeah, locked up. Got a baby that's locked up. Baby Loke.
Wow. Everybody she has needs... your alternate life planned out.
You completely. Would be a hot mess.
Everybody needs love.
Exactly. With that mindset. Two different baby mamas, about 4 or 5 kids that would have siblings by Keisha and Saida's baby daddies that's locked up living at home.
Why do you think that you wouldn't use online dating today? What about today is different from when you were using it?
It's just a gang of people not really knowing what they want to do. And online dating kind of just brings that out of people. Well, not everybody. I can't say everyone because that will make it sound like I'm judgmental. But I'm not really judgmental.
No.
I'm just saying from what I see on a catfish series or like...
But I feel like stuff like that is meant to highlight the negatives of online dating. It's meant to bring out the negative side. Like this podcast.
But how serious could you take someone now when they're worried about the other 10 profiles that they're talking to?
Especially if they're not paying for it. They're not serious. They have nothing to lose. If you're paying, you're serious. You going... That's like going... Having a gym membership. You're going
to
pay.
Yeah, and because you want... You have to pay like for months at a time. You can't pay for just like one. You have to pay for like the next 6 months for $18.99 a month, which is one lump sum payment. And by then, I'm like, if I don't find somebody in these 6 months, I'm going to sue your app.
Well... I don't know what to say then. Have you considered little people or women?
What?
Lesbian? Little people or women.
Kristen, get out of my apartment.
What?
You're fired.
I'm just saying. Some cute girls.
I have a little Do you think you would be a lesbian if you weren't married
Maybe.
To Charles?
Possibly. Who
you think
knows?
You'd be a lesbian?
No, probably not.
I don't think you could be a
lesbian.
Nah,
I don't think. That wouldn't work. I'd be gonna slap somebody. A bitch!
Yeah, I feel like you
but
and
the lambskins, they say, feel like the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that do you do research on this? What do you mean they say? Who says this to you?
So I've heard.
A catfish series. Where she thought she was Bow Wow.
Oh, that episode is one of my favorites.
Lambskins.
Did you know they did a follow up with her and she like got shot? I swear to God, she got shot at a nightclub. It was insane. It is insane. That's a really good episode. I love catfish.
I'm dead.
Catfish is so good.
Thank you. I
also get kind of really depressed when it is the person. I'm like, oh, man, it's really them.
I hate that.
Good TV ruined.
Just she wasted 60 minutes of my time. Thanks, Niamh.
Thing I will say, though, is the great thing of social media, it introduced you to people you'll never ever thought.
Life.
Yeah.
Yep,
that's true.
Because it would have took me probably till now to meet a Chrissy if I didn't have social media.
Mm-mm, you would have still been with Keisha and Saida.
Damn. She really has no hope Saida for your life outside of this.
They would have been like,
what do you think? How do you think Kristen's life would have ended up if she hadn't have settled down with you? She said she wouldn't be a lesbian, so we can roll out that option. You might just be like an old cat lady, like cranky, because you said you wouldn't do online dating.
I would have like a young boyfriend, like little Pablo or something.
What?
Yes. Or like Plies. Like, I could for sure have a
like
Plies. Like little Busta Baby? Yes. Replies is come here, daddy. Yes,
I can see her like a sticky finger type of woman, like the very dominant, not the bottom. How does a lesbian do it? The stud muffin.
Ooh, what a girl!
The stud.
They
She's
do call
stem.
Them studs, right? I don't
stud
know.
Muffin.
Mm-mm. It's all this.
Oh, that's what you think she would be?
Yeah.
I would be a lesbian. No, absolutely. I'm not dealing with no bitches. And a period. Oh. I'd be there fought you.
But your periods would probably be in sync because you're around each
Which
other.
Would make it worse. I would really kill them then.
You just know that you have to take a week apart every month.
No. That wouldn't work for me. That absolutely would
if
not
you
work
were
for
a lesbian
me.
Though, would you be the time. Would you be the man or the woman?
No, I would want another girl. I wouldn't want another girl that looks like a girl with some big
You don't
goals.
Want a girly girl.
Yes, I would.
You would want a girly girl?
Yeah, I don't want a girl that
But
looks
you're
like
also
I...
a girly girl, so you would just be two girly girls.
Yeah.
Together. Okay. That's cute.
Why? What you like to say? You look like you
she
got something to say.
She has a mustache sometimes.
You like my mustache, though. You told me you like it. Because it's fuzzy and it makes you tickle.
Do those words come out of your mouth?
I'm just giving her self-confidence. She can rock it.
I mean, you say you liked it, so you're trying to do what you like.
Every female grows
She
one.
has a lot of hair. Just
We can have matching mustaches.
Oh, if your mustache looks like Charles's mustache.
I would look cute. If I would curl it at the end, put some gel on that bitch.
If you would like to see a picture of Charles and Kristen, they are up on my social media. On my Instagram, at Should've Swipe Left Podcast.
That would be cute.
You can put some faces to these crazy people and see what...
We're actually really reserved. We like to read nighttime stories, drink tea, and have candlelight dinners with our cats by the fireplace. And we're in bed by 8:30, sometimes 9 on a risque night if we're feeling snazzy. That's all.
I feel like a lot of that was false statements.
No.
You drank a lot of wine or Hennessy.
Hennessy. Yes. We're going to take a break real quick.
We'd like
no,
to
we're
read.
Not.
Yes. And we're back.
You. I'm going to name this podcast, and we need another break.
I like that.
Ooh, speaking of breaks, I do want to talk about this. Ooh, so did you guys ever take, like, breaks in your relationship?
No, I don't do that.
No? Like,
he would... tried. No.
You tried.
He tried several times. See that interview with Chrissy Teigen when she was like, John Legend tried to leave me 3 years ago, and I said, ha, get your ass back to this house.
So he would try and, like, break up with you?
Like, twice. I was like, if you don't get your ass back in this house, close the door.
How, like, early on?
And make sure you lock the door behind you.
Early and in the middle.
Oh. And she said no, and you were like, oh, okay. That didn't go the way I planned. I guess not. I guess we're not broken up.
Because you better not try to talk to somebody because we're still together.
She didn't have the experiences of a normal person, I want to say. Certain people.
But you did.
You went to college? You lived out
on
your own?
Those weren't normal people. That was a ratchet life.
Who did you live out on yourself, by yourself?
You lived with guys that were fucking bitches. No, you didn't pay no bills. You did not pay your own bills.
Yeah. I don't know.
So she wouldn't let you dump her ever.
No.
No.
Dang. What so at that point you knew like I'm just gonna have to marry this girl anyway. Yeah. Like I can't go anywhere. It doesn't matter. Let me start saving for this ring. The only way like dating Kristen is like being in a gang. Like the only way out was in a box.
Yes. I like that.
But then she discovered my burner phone and that really killed it.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
His burner phone, he had another phone, like a trap phone.
Mm-hmm. Charles, did you make him throw it away?
Yeah, well, I went through it. There was nothing really in there. But
why did you have it?
Just to kind of space away sometimes. I would call...
She wouldn't let you space away. We just established this.
When she wasn't around, I spaced away.
I ain't doing nothing.
How do you know that he didn't delete them? Messages or something?
Because I have no race.
Oh. I mean, wow, so you had a burner phone and you were talking to people on the side?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't talking to nobody. Nobody was talking to him. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I was like, who? Let me see what you look like. I'll wait. I don't believe it.
It was like, just as soon as you break up, and I was like, for sure.
Kristen,
that was Keisha and Saida.
Oh, God.
And we're it was like, if you get out of this relationship before my baby daddy get out of jail, we can make something happen.
And you're back to these imaginary ratchet women that don't exist.
What's wrong with Saida?
Do you know a Saida?
In the YG song, is it Keisha or is it Saida?
Do you know?
Listen to no YG, huh?
If do not pull it up. We are not going on any more imaginary breaks. Stop it. But you never wanted to have a break with him?
You would just need like, a break space? For?
You're just like, don't talk to me.
Go in the living room. We have a one bedroom. We got a door in our bedroom or a patio. You want some fresh air? Go. I'm
allowed. She's a real one. She's like, we're not breaking up. We can work through this. Just give me space right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
He looks like he's really contemplating.
Right. What you contemplating?
Man, my lifestyle. My life.
How it's drastically better now that you have a queen in your life.
What kind of choices I'm going to make? Oh my goodness.
You made the best choice of your life.
The best choice.
Right here. Right here. My cousin.
The best choice.
I need to check my
life. Fucking with Tisha and Kanisha, but when Saida sees Tanisha, she going to whoop her ass. That's the YG song. Just everybody, FYI.
In case you're wondering.
What happened?
So that means I would have been that, basically.
I mean, I guess in a way you can thank Kristen because you would have ended up with some ratchets.
Right.
And baby mamas, according to her.
Mm-hmm. Several, like two.
Do you guys want kids?
Yeah, one day.
What's one day? Because, I mean, like, you've been together for 8 years, so.
One day. I just want to buy a house.
Mm-hmm. And then you want a kid?
A house, a nanny, maybe a maid. For sure a maid.
Before the
maybe
kid?
Maybe a nanny with a maid.
Is this all... Wait, two are, how one. Are you going to get a nanny before the kid? Like, what are they going to nanny?
Well, they can start out as a maid and then they can get promoted to nanny. You didn't think about that, huh? See? You got to be three steps ahead of the game. Like, you know what? You're doing so good as maid. I'm going to promote you to nanny. I'm pregnant. 9 months, this baby
Charles,
is yours.
Charles, how do you think you're going to react with the moment that Kristen says, I'm pregnant?
He's probably going to faint.
I'm going to...
I mean, because you cried at your wedding. He cried at his wedding.
He better have cried. I cried too.
I feel like you're going to cry.
I'm going to take it to Maury because you can't trust these
hoes. He just said these hoes.
Where's Tyrone at? Tyrone, call me.
I think you're going to cry.
What about a baby would make someone cry?
You cried at your wedding, so I feel like knowing that you created a human with this human, you're going to cry.
You're going to be like, that's dope as shit. Our baby about to be cute and popping.
In yellow.
Yes. Our baby is going to be a golden bronze caramel cutie.
Do you want a boy first or a girl?
Don't even go there.
I want a girl.
No.
You want a boy.
No, I'm going to beat you.
I want a bunch of girls.
He just want a bunch of girls to try to get on my fucking nerves. That's all that is. I'll be over there.
You don't want a daughter?
Eventually, I need a few
boys.
No,
I didn't want a girl.
Don't get on my last nerve. I already know. Especially, he going to be egging it on. Keep crying. Just, you know, be quiet. I'm going to show you something to cry about. Shut up.
Ooh, your kids are already afraid of you, and they're not even.
I think they're gonna be good. Good.
Charles is gonna be like the fun. You're gonna be the mean one.
Yeah.
And Charles is gonna be like the.
They're putting down the law.
The one who probably gets them in trouble because he's like, "Let's go giving do this. Candy don't tell shit. Your mama. Yep. But let's go do this." Yep. And then they're gonna come back, and you'll be like, "What the hell?" And they'll be like, "Daddy said, did I?" She'll be like, "Both y'all asses grounded."
I'm going to get my belt and beat everybody.
Well, that's why I can't wait till they become like teenagers, and then it's just gonna be.
I can't wait till they bring a boy home.
Y'all need to hurry up and get on this because that's years away. So you need to get on it.
Well, I've been drinking my Mountain Dew. Ask me what Mountain Dew does.
Ask me about my weed.
Ask me how.
What does Mountain Dew do? What that Mountain Dew do?
It's not Herbalife, so ask me how. Mountain Dew has yellow 5, therefore I can leave it in and no kids come out. Low sperm count. Boom. Until I'm like,
that's deep.
35.
So deep, put your ass to sleep.
You're very close to 35.
Ooh.
Sizzle. Wow. You're like not that far off, is what I'm saying. So maybe you should start weaning off the Mountain Dew now.
Oh, harsh. I felt that.
5 years is very long away from
now. It's not that far. I think you should start weaning off the Mountain Dew now to prepare for the 5 years.
Oh my God.
You want to have your first kid at 35?
Yeah.
You think you'll have your house by then?
Hopefully by 32.
32? That's your goal. How do you feel about that?
We just want to take a quick
break. No, we're not. And throw your phone off the window.
And we're back.
What
was the question?
He wants kids by 35, the house by 32. Ugh.
Yes!
That means Kristen's going to have to stop taking vacations to Vegas.
Don't know how that's going to work.
A good goal? Are you guys on the same page with that?
We're trying to transfer first.
Transfer. Oh,
if you get my house and my maid slash nanny.
Charles,
we
you want a maid slash nanny?
Should be good. As long as I can get my maid slash nanny and my house.
Will she look like Evelyn Lozada?
Oh, wow. Ooh, you tried it. You in timeout. I think we need another break.
Oh my God, you and these breaks. That's great. Well, thank you guys for giving hope to the listeners that are doing online dating.
Yeah, because our kids are going to be over here.
Swiping away and not finding anyone. There's hope because you guys found each other.
Yeah, and there's eHarmony, J-Date, Black People Meet.
You are going to push hard for these other apps.
I am. I need to be a spokeswoman.
But you met on Plenty of Fish.
That was also like 18 years ago.
It was definitely
things have changed.
Eight.
Slavery was back in the day also. We're not doing that anymore. This is a new time and age. Therefore, that paid at $18.99. I might have a coupon code.
Oh, wow.
10% off.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And we'll go from there.
And I think, basically, you just got to... I don't know. Because I think when people look, they don't find it. But when they stop looking, it comes.
Yep. True.
That's an interesting thought.
Yep. When you're least expecting it, it's just going poof.
Well, I mean, that's when you met. Like, you were ready to delete it, and Kristen popped up in your mm-hmm. feed, and you said, hey, cutie.
And I went and over, you boob.
Oh, no, boobs.
What?
You what?
Like, I was, like, low on funds, but I was just like, let me blow it
up. Blow it all. Money ain't a thing. Yeah. Make it rain.
Because you saw your boobs.
And I was like...
And your fake booty.
That's all I gotta do.
Your boobs and your fake butt.
It was cute, though.
Lock
it was
jelly. Down.
It was cute. It was popping. I still
she
got
did
in the
not
closet.
Think you were ready for that jelly.
Nope, and you wasn't. You was like, damn. And I was like, I know. It's popping. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Do you still wear the gel booty?
From time to time, I'm feeling snazzy, you know. Here and there.
I might have to rename this gel booty.
I went to the club and we went to the club.
You wore gel booty?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah, take it with me everywhere.
You, wait, what do you mean you take it with you everywhere?
You never know when you might need it. Uh-uh.
Those were the guinea pigs. They didn't like that story about your gel butt. Okay, Jelly. Miss Jelly.
It's cute. I'll buy you one for your birthday.
Oh, God. Anyway, I have enough jelly. You told me today that my butt was getting too big.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what else? What else? I'm going to keep eating potatoes, living my best life. And doing one squat a day. That's my exercise much. Just one.
You don't exercise at all?
But are you squatting
a day?
I
mean, I live upstairs now, so I do get exercise. I have to, like, walk up the stairs to get here. That's exercise.
That doesn't count.
I have to do at least once a day.
That doesn't count.
I think it does. I think it's enough.
Do you ever want a summer body?
I mean, it's in there. It's just hibernating. I also want tacos, so there's it's just like,
very true.
What do you pick? Like, do you really want to give up food? Life's true. Too short for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And teehoo. Okay, well, guys, thank you for sharing your love story with me and with these listeners who are now going to probably feel like there's hope for them in the future.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're on eHarmony, J-Date, Match, whatever you say.
No, Black People Me, J-Date. FarmersOnly.com.
What's wrong with real life?
I feel like, I don't know.
I told you, go to Home Depot. Go to Starbucks and sit there. Go to the mall and walk around.
I think it's easier for people to talk to people online than it is to approach them in person.
I'll go with you. We're going to go to Home Depot. Hey, do you have some wood panels?
What is the fear?
Oh, I'm not afraid. I approach people all the time. I'm just saying in general, like, people who listen to this that do online dating, I think it's easier for them to send a message to someone versus approaching them in person. I think there's a fear of maybe a rejection. You don't have to get rejected in person.
Well,
you get rejected
paying
online.
For the websites, because obviously the people that are paying are a little more serious than these douchebags on these free websites, because they can just download it and they're like, yeah, whatever. What do I have to lose?
That's true.
People ain't trying to lose $20 every month. They're like, I'm gonna pay $120 just to fuck around. No, you better come be my wife. You better come take this ring. Just yes, yes. The answer is yes.
Okay, there you go. Upgrade to premium. You go find your boo.
Yes.
That's the answer. Upgrade your package. Upgrade your life.
Upgrade your hashtag. Upgrade your life.
Where are you trying to meet yours?
Or my future husband? I don't know. Probably not in America at this point.
No, because like he gonna want a green card coming over here. No.
You trying to hook me up with someone from Belize?
That's different. Cause he gonna make you food. Rice and plantains and beans and rice. That's different. That's different.
I don't have high hopes of meeting someone very serious online at this point.
eHarmony, $18.99. So look it up right now.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I'm really excited that you shared your story with us and to many more years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Just many, many more. Many, many more.
Till death do us part.
Charles might die. Kristen might kill you.
I'm being a whole different country.
Oh, my goodness.
We gonna be in a country. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. Wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said it right. Happy wife, happy life.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you can, like I said, find Kristen and Charles on my Instagram at Shoulda Swipe Left Podcast. You'll see their faces. They'll probably be tagged if you want to stalk them. They're great. They're funny.
Hit the follow button. Follow for follow. F for F.
Follow them, follow me. Just let's all be a big old
pot of
friends.
Or you can just follow me.
Don't follow her. And yeah, they're hilarious. You'll just see more of their insane life.
Charlito.
What's your handle?
At Chrissy Love.
Oh, that's simple.
No KRISSEYLOVE. All one word. Hit the follow button. Thanks.
And yours is Charlito. Harlito, Charlito.
I guess.
You don't even know.
He just farted.
Oh, my God. Anyway, you guys enjoy your weekend. I will see you next Friday. I have another very special guest next week. Come back. Don't miss it. Subscribe. If you like this podcast, rate it 5 stars. Leave me a review. I'll share it on Instagram and tell everyone how cool you are. Mm-hmm. Share it with your friends. Make it popular. I'm on Apple Podcasts too. Check a sister out. All right. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Adios, amigos.